This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise here on BFM. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
Now, this is Voice of SMEs, of course. Now, there's been a variety of platforms built during the MCO period to help you get food delivered to your doorstep. There's some wonderful ones out there. Mm-hmm. There are, of course, the major delivery platforms that have been doing this for years, but there are some smaller scale side projects that took off in recent weeks that seem to be getting some good traction. And one of them is called Orders.my.
Yeah, so what's interesting about them is that Orders.my was actually created by an independent consultancy firm that specializes in real estate development. So nothing to do with the F&B or delivery industry. James Tan, the co-founder of Kai Assets, is one of the brains behind this project to help micropreneurs sell food of various kinds that's simple and easy to use. They currently have more than 500 local businesses on board their service, and it's a free platform for buyers and sellers, so they do not take a commission from the sellers. We have him on the line. James, tell us the story on how you built this, because it's completely different from what you do, which is in the property industry.
Yeah, I mean, Orders.my came about when we were, you know, I was thinking like how we can give back to the community, because we are in the property industry. You know, it's all about community. So it's sustainable, and the ecosystem is there. So we need to give back to the community so that the community also supports the property development in that specific area. So about 2 weeks ago, me and my friends, we're trying to help the people around MCO period, because, you know, most of my friends in the food industry, you know, lost their food business because of prolonged MCO. So it forces a lot of businesses out to cease operations. And I realized that, you know, many other small businesses and micropreneurs felt helpless and are not prepared in times of unprecedented crisis like this. And on top of that, you know, Ramadan and Raya is around the corner. So, you know, Ramadan is where, you know, small and micro businesses make most of the income for the year. So the cancellation of Bazaar Ramadan is It's going to be tough for them, you know, with no income and no access to the delightful food. I think, you know, for a foodie like me, it's bad as well. So that's how Orders.my actually came into place.
This started about 2 weeks ago. So how long has this been on your mind, and how long did it take for you to put it up online?
Because when, you know, the second phase of MCO, you know, we were very lethargic. Me and my team and my friends were all very lethargic. And, you know, we want to give back, and we couldn't give back, you know, because we are not we can't provide masks or PPE or, you know, for the frontliners. So, you know, in just 2 weeks, so everything was born. The platform website, along with 500 stores, were up in less than 2 weeks. So the speed was incredible. And, you know, I think the spirit of giving and helping during the time of crisis for my friends and my associates and all my, you know, the people around us were, you know, even strangers came up to say, hey, do you need help, you know, stuff like that. And it was really good, you know, the response was really good.
And James, how did you manage to get more than 500 micropreneurs on board so quickly?
Okay, there's two ways where we, you know, try to get them, the merchants on board, or food vendors on board. So number one, we empower them to self-register if they can. The second way is we reach out to them. So we go like, you know, word of mouth, social media, you know, go through friends like, hey, you know, do you need some help in getting your, you know, your food out there, you know, getting more income for yourself to sustain your business and stuff like that. So that is how we, you know, a lot of cold calls, a lot of messaging, a lot of through social and through our network of friends and family, basically. Yeah, it all started through that. Mm. So that's how we onboard them.
Right. And what's the challenge for you at the moment? Is it getting the word out about Orders.my, or is it getting the vendors on board?
Well, there's a few challenges that we actually face. So we are trying to help as many as those food vendors as we can. So to mitigate their losses, so, you know, sometimes when, you know, those small guys, because they do not know how, so that to educate them is to empower them is one of the challenges that we face. The second challenge is also because we are progressing to a conditional NCO, so we need to constantly reinforce self-hygiene and self-hygiene best practices and social distancing among buyers and sellers as well. So that is to continue the flattening of the curve, the COVID-19 curve. And of course, we will also place reminders in a lot of our communication channels to reinforce all this social distancing and personal best practices, hygiene practices.
So how does orders.my work? Like, is it a directory type of platform?
Oh, it's more than a directory platform. It's actually to bring people together. So the seller and buyer will bring together. And at the same time, there is a technology behind, which is WhatsApp. We use WhatsApp to directly order from them. Because, you know, most of the time, we do not charge any commission. It's a non-commission. So other platforms charge commission. So the difference is we give them, you know, more of information on how to, like, example, how to put an attractive posting on online. We also teach them how to market their food or groceries online. So it's more on a information and communal thing. It's not just a listing site, you know. There's a lot of things behind the scenes, like, you know, the technology and the community, engagement is there.
James, final question. What's going to happen after the MCO or CMCO period, and also especially when Ramadan is coming to an end?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we are focusing on Ramadan and Raya festivities right now during the CMCO period. We see this as a long-term solution for the new norm, especially with social distancing. You know, until we find a vaccine, it could take more than 6 to 8 months. So, you know, social distancing may become a short-term reality for, you know, post-MCO. So even after Ramadan, you know, period that we can access all this food, I mean, of course, you know, they would actually, you know, supplement more income for them post-MCO, beyond Ramadan, actually. So inside of this, I believe that digital solutions will be the key drivers to bridge the gap and the shortfall of income experienced by many small businesses. So, I mean, you know, Orders.my is built on a sustainable ecosystem and continues to empower micropreneurs.
James Tan there from Orders.my. Go and check it out and maybe even support some of the micropreneurs out there for your Buka Puasa activities over the weekend. Right, coming up just after the 11 o'clock news, it will be MSP, episode 121. We are all Gen Z. So Gen X, Gen Y, digital natives. After 2 months of lockdown, we're all the coronavirus generation. But what will the world look like for this brand new Gen Z? That's coming up on MSP episode 121. Don't forget, we've also got a question for you on BizBytes today. At noon, did your employment or your career situation change during the MCO? If so, how? Do let us know. We've got polls running on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll be right back. You're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.